I'm glad to see you this evening. I would like to be there in person, but I have a cold, and I am afraid that if I were there to be with you, I might infect some of you with my disease.
哈尔德弟兄说他本人是非常想到教会现场来的，但是因为他感冒了，所以他虽然没有什么，但是他怕他来呢可能会影响别人，会传染给别人，所以他还是待在家里了。
Thankful that we can be together one way or the other, so let's pray that the Lord will bless us this evening.
但是感谢主啊，我们可以用这样或那样的方式依然可以在一起相聚，那我们现在一起祷告，求主祝福我们。
Lord, we're thankful that we serve the living God.
主，我们很感恩，我们服侍的是一位活着的神。
We're thankful that He doesn't get tired, He doesn't get tired. He's always able to help us and to teach us.
我们很感恩呢，他从来不会觉得累，更不会生病，他永远都能够教导我们。
And so in our weakness, we come again to thee this evening, and we pray that you will bless us as we study your word together.
我们在我们的软弱里，我们到你面前来祷告，求您今天当我们一起学习您的话语的时候，您教导我们。
We're thankful for giving David Dunlap to teach us. We're thankful for causing Yan Ling to be able to translate. And Lord, we just pray that you will bless in all it is said and done at this time.
主，我们很感恩，被 David 弟兄能够给我们讲课，也很感恩我们有这样的翻译，求您帮助他们做他们该做的事。
We've asked for prayer requests, Lord, and there's none specific, but you know that deep in our hearts, we all have prayer requests.
那我们刚才问了一下有没有什么祷告的需要，那没有什么特别的需要，但是其实主啊，你知道在我们的心里，我们每个人都有很多的需要，很多的祷告的需求。
We pray specifically that you will bless each one who is here, that you will bring others to be with us, and that the grace of God will not only be for us, but will spread to those we love.
主啊，我们特别的的祷告的需要是我们为今天刚来的新来的朋友们祈求，也为将要加入我们的人祈求，盼望得祝福的不仅仅是我们，而是能把这样的祝福传出去。
And so looking to thee for blessing, we pray that you will watch over us tonight.
主，我们向你祈求祝福，求您今天晚上看顾我们。
In Jesus' name we pray.
我们祷告奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
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 Thank you, Brother David.
Thank you, Harold. And thank you, Eric. It's my pleasure to be with you tonight again for this series in the book of Philippians as we begin chapter 3.
好，很高兴今天能够跟大家在一起啊，我们一起翻到腓立比书的，今天我们要进行讲第三章。
Just a few words of introduction to the first part of chapter 3, and then I'm going to ask Yan Ling if she would read a number of verses for us.
好，那在开始之前呢，他先要简单的介绍一下这三章的第三章的前半部分，然后呢，我就会给大家读今天的要读的经文。
Just a little bit of review. As we know, in chapter 1, much of chapter 1 was about the initial greetings, but then about the preaching of the gospel and the necessity of the preaching of the word of God.
我们先简单的回顾一下第一章的前面一个开头呢是保罗的对腓立比教会的问候，然后这第一章的绝大部分呢讲的都是福音的传讲，或者说呢还有包括传讲福音的必要性。
Then in chapter 2, in the very beginning, he talked about the need for unity and fellowship and oneness in the body of Christ.
然后在二章的一开头呢，他讲到了教会的，就是作为基督的身体的合一和这个相交的关系，以及合为一体这样的一个主题。
He encouraged the believers to be of one mind, being one accord, and then he gave a number of illustrations of how that could take place.
然后呢，他鼓励信徒们要有一样的心思，有一样的意念呢。然后他就举了一些例子，解释怎么才能这是一种什么样的状态。
And he explained that the way to unity, the way to one-mindedness is the way of sacrifice, the way of humility, the way of self-sacrifice.
然后他解释啊，若要达成这个我们主内肢体的合一啊，这个方式呢，就是要自我牺牲。
So the majority of chapter 2 is made up of a number of illustrations of those who showed as an example, this self-sacrifice.
然后呢，他二章的后边的绝大部分呢，他就用举了几个例子啊，来给我们看什么样是自我牺牲的这样的一个生命。
So we have the example of first of all, and mostly of the Lord Jesus, his sacrifice and his taking he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross.
那在这几个例子当中呢，首先最重要的就是主耶稣基督的例子。那他的例子呢，给我们显明了什么样是一个自我牺牲的生命，就是他自己谦卑啊，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And then we have the example of the Apostle Paul, and then Timothy, and then Epaphroditus.
然后呢，我们又看到了使徒保罗自己的例子，还有提摩太，还有以巴弗德的例子。
So as we go to chapter 3, we enter on into a new subject.
那现在我们进入第三章以后呢，就开始了一个新的话题。
He's going to depart from the gospel. He's going to depart from the subject of unity.
那他现在呢，已经离开了福音的这个话题，也离开了福音的合一的这个话题。
And he's going to begin to speak about legalizers.
那他现在要讲的是这个律法主义。
And what he means by that is those who are trying to bring the law into the Christian faith.
那这些律法主义者他们要干嘛呢？他们要把这个律法啊带进这个基督徒的信仰里面。
There were those who believed on the Lord Jesus Christ, but they mixed faith in the Lord Jesus Christ with circumcision and the law and all of the rituals of the Old Testament law and of the Pharisees.
那他们呢也是信主的信徒，但是呢他们却把基督的信仰呢和旧约的律法呀、割礼啊，还有一些仪式啊，还有一些旧约的这些规定啊，都混在了一起。
So the Apostle Paul in chapter 3 is going to take this error, this important subject head on and correct, this error that's come into the church in Philippi.
那所以在第三章呢，那使徒保罗要指出这样的一个错误啊，也要纠正这个已经进到腓立比教会的这样的一个错误。
So I'm going to ask Yanling if she'd read the first three verses of chapter 3. Of the Philippians.
好，我给大家读一下腓立比书三章的前三节。弟兄们，我还有话说，你们要靠主喜乐。我把这话再写给你们，与我并不为难，与你们却是妥当。应当防备犬类，防备作恶的，防备枉自行割的，因为真受割礼的乃是我们这以神的灵敬拜，在基督耶稣里夸口，不靠着肉体的。其实，就到这里。
Now, as we come to chapter 3, you'll notice the first word in verse 1.
那我们在进入第三章的时候呢，我们来注意看它的第一个词。
In the English Bible, it's the first word. I don't know about the Chinese translation, but the first word in English is the word finally.
那在英文的这个翻译版本里呢，它的第一个词呢是最后。那当然在英文中文版本不是这样的，是弟兄们，但是在英文是最后。
He uses the word finally, but he's not going to end this letter, in the next couple of verses. We have two chapters to go.
当然虽然他这里提到了最后，但并不意味着呢他马上就要结束这封信了，实际上这封信后面还有两章的内容。
He's not using the word finally like sometimes a preacher like myself, sometimes I say, and finally, and then the preacher goes on for another 10 or 15 minutes.
那他呢用这个finally 这个最后这个词呢和有的这个传道人用的不一样，有的传道人呢说最后我要讲了，结果他又讲了10到15分钟。
It seems like the apostles using this word finally to emphasize a number of great truths.
所以保罗用这个最后这个词呢，他不是说要结束这封信了，而是他想要强调他接下去要讲的这个伟大的真理。
He does the same thing in chapter 4 in verse 8.
那他在四章的八节啊，也是用了同样的手法。
In chapter 4, verse 8, this great verse, he says, finally, brethren, whatever is true and whatever is honest and whatever is just and so forth.
那第八节呢，他英文第一个词呢也是 finally, 就是最后的意思，在中文的意思翻译呢是弟兄们，我还有未尽的话，凡是真实的可敬的等等等等。
So he is beginning chapter 3 because he's going to say a number of very, very important things.
所以他之所以三章的一开始用这样的一个词开头呢，是因为他在第三章要讲几点非常重要的事情。
In the first three verses, he's going to give three warnings.
那他在前面三节里呢，他要给出三个警告。
There are really three strong exhortations to these Philippians.
那是三个呢口气非常强的这种给腓立比教会的弟兄姐妹的教导。
He says in the first exhortation, and the first one is a very positive exhortation, very encouraging exhortation.
那他第一个劝勉呢是非常正面的，是非常鼓励人的。
He says in the first exhortation in verse 1, he says, rejoice in the Lord.
那他说的第一个劝勉的话呢，就是第一节，他说你们要靠主喜乐。
In chapter 4, he'll say, rejoice in the Lord, and again I say, rejoice.
那在第四章第四节啊，他又说，他说你们要靠主常常喜乐，我再说你们要喜乐。
And 18 times in this short book of the Philippians, he's going to mention the word joy or rejoicing in the Lord.
所以在这短短的一卷书啊，就是腓立比书里，他有18次用到喜乐或者你们要高兴这样的词。
He wants to express the fact that in true Christianity, the Lord gives us a strength and a joy in our lives that a religious, that Judaism and the teaching of the Judaizers cannot give.
那我要跟大家强调的一点是啊，我们在基督的信仰里啊，我们是有这样的力量，有这样的喜乐可以去享受的。他这样的力量，这样的喜乐啊，是这个犹太教没有办法给我们的。
In the Old Testament, Nehemiah chapter 8 and verse 10, Nehemiah says, the joy of the Lord is my strength.
那在尼希米记啊，在旧约里面，第十章里面，他第几章第十节说，主的喜乐是我的力量。
In Galatians chapter 5 and verse 22, in the verse about the fruit of the Spirit, one of the fruits, one of the aspects is joy.
那在这个加拉太书的五章二十三节里面啊，就是圣灵的果子，其中一个呢就是喜乐。
Joy is a characteristic of walking with the Lord and knowing the Lord as our Savior.
那喜乐是我们与主同行啊，认识主的这样的一个特征。
Joy doesn't mean happiness, it doesn't mean laughing all the time. It's an inner strength, an inner confidence, an inner blessedness that we have through the Lord Jesus Christ.
那喜乐呢不同于快乐，也不是一直都是笑个不停，它是我们里面的这个信心呢，是我们里面的力量，是我们里面对主的这个信靠。
The Apostle Paul, though he went through a lot of trials and difficulties, he possessed this inner strength, this inner quality of joy in his life.
那使徒保罗啊，他尽管经过了无数的苦难，无数的这个试炼，但他在他的里面啊，他是拥有这个从主而来的这个内在的这个喜乐和力量的。
Now let's move on to verse 2, in verse 2, we have a threefold warning and exhortation to the believers in Philippi.
然后现在我们呢看第二节，第二节呢有三层的这个对腓立比教会的警告。
Now you notice in verse 2, he gives a warning about three different things. It's a threefold warning.
所以第二节他给了我们提出了三个不同的东西，就是三重的这样的警告。
And he says, beware, beware, beware.
所以他用了三次，防备，防备，防备。
He says, first of all, beware of dogs, beware of evil workers, and beware of the concision.
他说你们应当防备犬类，防备作恶的，防备枉自行割的。
At the outset, he speaks about, he uses this term dogs.
那他用了这个。
Beware of dogs.
他用了狗这个词啊，他说防备狗，就防备犬类。
Now, we love our dogs. Many people in Florida have dogs. We have a lady in our local church here, local assembly. She has a dog grooming, a dog sitting business, and she loves her dogs.
那我们现在人呢都很喜欢狗啊。在佛罗里达呢很多人都有狗，在我们就是我们的我所在的地方教会呢有一个姐妹啊，她就是开了一个狗宠物医院嘛，就是反正就是照顾狗的，她很爱这个狗。
Now this is a symbolic term, and in the Old Testament it's used of those who oppose the gospel and oppose the Lord Jesus Christ.
那在这里呢这个狗这个词是一个象征意义的词，它呢是代表那些抵挡福音、抵挡基督的那些人。
It seems to speak about those who are going to weaken the gospel by bringing the law into the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那看上去呢，保罗在这里想要用狗啊来指那些要把律法带进基督信仰里，使基督的信仰削弱基督信仰的那样的人。
When you bring the law into the gospel message of the Lord Jesus Christ, you not only do not make it a gospel that saves, but you make it into a poison, you make it into something that corrupts, and you make it into something that will not save anyone.
那如果你把这个律法啊加到这个福音里面呢，你实际上你就是把福音变成了一种毒药，就是它是有毁坏人的作用的，它是能够导致人它是不能使人得救的。
Turn with me for a few minutes to Galatians chapter 1, the book of Galatians in chapter 1.
好，我们现在呢花一点时间翻到加拉太书的一章。
Let me give you a little illustration before we look at Galatians chapter 1.
好，那看第一章之前呢，我给大家先解释一下。
When I was a young boy, 8 or 9 years old, in the summertime, we played a game, in our free time one morning.
那在我小时候，大概八九岁的时候呢，我在早晨呢会玩一个游戏。
Sometimes young children, when they're not supervised in the summertime, on summer vacation, they do some very crazy things.
那时候是在夏天哈，放假的时候。那如果这么大的男孩子，如果没有人看着他们的话呢，他们自己会做一些很疯狂的事情。
We had a friend, and he was known to be able to eat almost any kind of food, spicy,all kinds of different types of foods.
那我们有一个朋友呢，他是以什么著名呢？就是他能吃各种东西，是辣的呀，或者是各种各样的食物，他都能吃。
So we decided to test him. We told him to go outside of the room that we're in, and we went into the kitchen and we began to make this concoction of food.
然后呢我们就准备测试他一下啊，我们就出了房间进到了厨房，然后做各种这样奇怪的东西给他吃。
We took all good food and we mix them together in a drink.
那我们拿了一些好的食物啊，我们把它放在一些饮料里面混起来。
We took milk and we added to the milk mustard and ketchup and sugar.
我们拿了牛奶啊，然后我们把这个芥末呀、番茄酱啊、糖啊都放到这个牛奶里面。
And pickles and ketchup relish, and we kept on adding and adding all kinds of things to this drink.
包括这个泡，就是那个酱瓜呀、泡菜呀，反正各种东西呢，我们都把它不断的加到这个东西里面。
Now remember, all of these foods in their own place, in the right place, are good to eat.
那这些食物呢，用的得当的时候呢，它们都是很好的食物。
So, when my friend Bruce, when he came back into the room, he looked at that concoction in that glass, and he smelled it, and he examined it, and he took it, he opened the back door, and he threw it on the grass.
那我们这个朋友叫 Bruce 啊，他进来了，看到我们做的这一团乱糟糟的东西啊，然后他看了一下，闻了一下，然后他就把它拿起来，开了后门，就把它倒在草地上了。
A couple of days later, we began to walk past where my friend threw that liquid, and all the grass was dead in that particular spot.
那过了几天呢，我们就路过，就是 Bruce 当时把这一团烂糊酱的东西倒到那个草地上那个地方呢，发现那些草呢都死了。
You see, it became a poison. All these good things put together in the wrong way was a poison.
所以你看，它现在变成了毒药。就虽然这些原材料本身它都是好的，但是它们用错误的方式混合在一起呢，就变成有毒的了。
Now you see, in the Old Testament, the law and circumcision and all the aspects of the law and ritual were good in its own place, but not in the gospel.
那所以我们可以用这个例子呢，更能明白啊，就旧约的律法它的各个方面，比如说割礼啊，比如说这些仪式啊，它们本身呢，在它们原来该有的这个功效上，它们都是好的。
Now notice verse 6 and verse 7 of Galatians chapter 1.
但是刚才没发现混合在一起呢，他们就有毒了。我们再看加拉太书的一章六节和七节。
He says, I marvel that you are so soon removed from him who called you to the grace of Christ.
他说我稀奇你们这么快离开那借着基督之恩招你们的。
He says, you are saved by the grace of gospel.Of the grace of God.
他是说你们得救呢是因为这个福音的恩典啊，是因为神的恩典得救的。
But now you've gone and taken the gospel and you've added other parts of the law to it.
但是现在呢，你们却把这个福音呢，往这个福音上增加了其他的这个律法的内容。
And he said, look what verse 6 says, to another gospel.
然后我们看第六节后半段，他说去从别的福音。
Which is not another, but of some that trouble you, that you would pervert, notice that word, pervert the gospel of Christ.
他说第七节，那并不是福音，不过有些人搅扰你们，要注意看，他说要把基督的福音更改了。
Now notice the language of the Apostle Paul, the severe and strong language about this perverting and corrupting of the gospel.
我们来注意看、啊、保罗每次提到这个福音被更改啊，或者被毁坏的时候，他所用的这个强烈的语气的这个词、啊、他的语言。
Look down at verse 9 with me.
好，我们往下看第九节。
He says, if any man preach any other gospel unto you, but that which you have received, let him be accursed.
他说我已经说了现在又说若有人传福音给你们与你们所领受的不同他就应当被咒诅。
Accursed means let him be judged eternally for what he has done in perverting the gospel.
这里的被咒诅啊是说他的意思是因为他所做的事啊他更改了福音啊他要在永恒里面被审判。
So let's go back to the book of Philippians.
我们再回到腓立比书。
So he says about these dogs, these men who came in and corrupted the gospel. It says, beware of them.
所以他这里这里的说犬类啊，指的就是这些啊，他们毁坏了福音的，就是要往福音里加东西的这些人，他说要防备他们。
Don't let them corrupt the gospel. Don't let them come into the church and teach this false gospel.
所以不要让他们败坏这个福音，不要让他们进到教会里来教导这个错误的教导。
He says, beware.Of evil workers.
然后他接着说要防备作恶的。
There are those going around and teaching this false gospel, and he said, mark them, be aware of them, and don't let them teach this message in the local church.
然后防备作恶呢，就是指这些人啊，到处去讲这个假的、这个错误的这个福音啊。保罗在这里告诉腓立比教会的人，你们要把他们识别出来，然后禁止他们，不准他们在教会讲这错误的福音。
Now, these aren't three different groups. They're all the same people that he's speaking about. The dogs, the evil workers, and then this last exhortation or warning to the concision.
所以呢这三种就是犬类作恶的和枉自行割的。他们不是三种人啊，他们就是一群人对他们的三种描述。
They're all perverting the gospel. They're all attacking the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他们都是呢这个败坏福音的，都是抵挡基督的福音的人。
Now this last part, he says, beware of the concision.
那最后一点呢，就是要防备呢，他说防备枉自行割的。
The concision, the word means to cut in pieces, literally.
这个枉自行割这个词啊 ,concision 这个词就是字面上意思就是把一个东西呢切成碎块。
Sometimes the word is translated to mutilate.
那有的时候呢还翻译成 mutilate 这个词啊，就是就是割，也是割，毁坏，就是毁坏身体的那个意思。
He speaks about people coming in and forcing people to undergo circumcision as part of the gospel message.
那他是指那些到一个教会来，他们说作为福音的一部分啊，他要强迫人去受割礼。
He says this has no spiritual value, it is just cutting the flesh.
那保罗说呢，这完全没有任何属灵的意义，他只是在肉体上割下一块肉体而已。
In chapter 15,In verse 3, it says, there were those who came into the church and they wanted to add it, they want to add circumcision to the gospel message.
Which book's, 15, chapter 15, verse 3?
Let's turn to it for a moment. Acts 15.
Acts, 使徒行传的15章,三节。
It's 5, I'm sorry, I said 3, it's verse 5.
是《使徒行传》的15章5节。
Young Ling, if you have that verse, please read the whole verse, verse 5 of chapter 15.
好，我给大家读一下这一节。唯有几个信徒是法利赛教门的人，起来说，必须给外邦人行割礼，吩咐他们遵守摩西的律法。
He says there was a sect of the Pharisees who believed on the Lord Jesus.
那他这里
yeah,
他说呢法利赛这个教派里面呢有一个门类啊，他们是相信主耶稣的，但是
But he says they believed, but they added circumcision and they commanded them to keep the law of Moses.
他们虽然也相信主耶稣呢，但是他们却要把这个割礼啊加到里面去，他强迫外邦人呢要行割礼。
This is the teaching that the Apostle Paul was refuting and arguing and warning the Philippians about.
那就是这样的教导呢，使徒保罗在对腓立比人教会的人，他要拒绝这样的教导，是要纠正他们教导，也提醒腓立比人呢要防备这样的教导。
Now there are people today.That want to add to the gospel message.
那今天也有这样的人呢，他们要往这个福音的信息上加东西。
Now, don't think in your mind that this was only a first century problem.
大家千万不要认为这只是第一世纪就是一世纪时候才会有的麻烦。
There are those who want to add works to the gospel message.
那就是不是只有那个时候才会有人往这个福音的信息里加东西的。
There's some want to add you cannot be saved unless you keep all of the Old Testament law.
那有的人说会说呢在 福音的信息上你要加上行为还有人说呢你要加上遵守旧约的律法。
There are those who are saying you cannot be saved unless you are baptized.
那还有人说呢你如果不受洗就不能得救。
I know one particular girl who came to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and they told her she must be baptized that night and that moment.
那我还认识一个女孩啊她信主的那一刻呢有人告诉她说她必须在那一晚上的那一刻受洗才行。
There are those that will add to the gospel message.
所以这些人呢都是要往这个福音的信息上加东西的。
Well, the gospel is simply this, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
那福音的信息呢就是这样简单他说你信靠耶稣基督你就能得救。
When Paul was in prison and the Philippian jailer asked him, what must I do to be saved? Paul said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
当保罗在腓立比坐监的时候这个狱卒问他他说先生我要做什么才能得救的时候保罗给他的回答就是你信靠耶稣基督就必得救。
There's no other message except believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and thou shalt be saved.
除此以外啊没有别的信息那唯一的信息就是你信靠耶稣基督就必得救。
Well, let's move on.Let's look at verse 3, please.
好我们继续往下我们看第三节回到腓立比书三章三节。
Now in verse 3, the Apostle Paul is showing the right way of worship.
那第三节呢使徒保罗在告诉我们这正确的敬拜的方式是什么样的。
He's going to say that we, true believers, are what he calls the circumcision. True believers.
他在里面说我们真正的信徒啊是那些受割礼的人。
And then he says this, he gives a threefold description of what it means to worship the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后他用了三层的描述啊来告诉我们敬拜主耶稣是什么样子的。
This is a wonderful description of what we do when we come together Sunday mornings at the Lord's Supper.
那这样的描述啊很适合我们就是在我们星期天的时候一起来聚会敬拜主的时候就应该是这样的。
In John chapter 4, the Lord Jesus said about his father, My father desires worshipers to worship in spirit and in truth.
那约翰福音的四章二十二节里面主耶稣提到他说我父啊要真正拜父的要用心灵和诚实拜他因为父要这样的人拜他。
That's what we do. We worship in spirit. The Spirit of God leads us to worship as we gather together at the Lord's Supper.
所以我们就是这样的，我们是在用心灵来敬拜他，就是圣灵会带领我们，我们在每个星期天领主的圣餐的时候呢，就是用这样的态度和方式来敬拜他的。
And then we worship the person of the Lord Jesus Christ and God the Father according to the truth that we see in the Word of God.
然后我们是根据我们在神的话语中得到的真理啊，来敬拜主耶稣，也敬拜父神的。
Look at the beautiful words we have in verse 3. Worship God in the Spirit.
好，我们来看第三节这优美的语言啊，他说我们是这以神的灵敬拜。
We don't use a number of ancient prayers that we read on Sunday morning.
我们不是在星期天要读一些古老的这个祷告词用这样的方式来敬拜的。
As God moves by His Spirit in our hearts, we speak from the heart, we sing from the heart as the Spirit of God moves us on Sunday morning.
那星期天早晨的时候我们是在圣灵的感动下当圣灵感动我们的时候呢我们就会站起来说话或站起来唱歌是圣灵在感动我们。
And the Spirit of God leads us to have joy and rejoicing in the Lord Jesus Christ.
然后圣灵呢是带领我们在是靠着主喜乐的，是在主里喜乐的。
He says, we not only worship God in the Spirit, but we rejoice. We have this sense of joy and rejoicing in the Lord Jesus Christ as we come together in the worship of Christ.
然后他说，我们这些人不单以神的灵敬拜啊，而且我们是在基督里喜乐。中文翻译成在基督里夸口的，我们心里是有这样的喜乐的。
I've been gathering with believers on Sunday mornings for many years, and I've seen some of those wonderful outpourings of joy in the worship of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那我参加这个圣徒的这个主日的敬拜已经很多年了，我真的是看见很多次就是在敬拜的时候圣徒们是从心底里倾流出来，倾倒出来这样的喜乐的。
So he says we worship, we rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ, and then when we come together in worship,We have no confidence in the flesh.
然后他除了说我们要以神的灵来敬拜和在基督里夸口以外，他还说我们要不靠着肉体。
Pride and the flesh have no place in spiritual worship of the Lord Jesus.
肉体里的这个骄傲啊，在对主耶稣基督敬拜里是毫无位置的。
We're not trying to display our knowledge. We're not trying to show our intellectual ability.
我们不是在这个机会里炫耀我们的知识，炫耀我们的智力的。
We are coming together in simplicity and worshiping the Lord Jesus Christ from the heart.
我们就是简简单单的从心底来敬拜基督的。
In truth and in gratitude and in thanksgiving to the Lord.
是在真理里面，是在这个感恩里面来敬拜感谢他的。
When Paul moves from that to verses 4 through 6, and I'm going to ask Yan Ling if she'd read those verses 4 through 6.
OK, 我们接下来读一下第四节到第六节。其实我也可以靠肉体，若是别人想他可以靠肉体，我更可以靠着了。我第八天受割礼，我是以色列族便雅悯支派的人，是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。就律法说我是法利赛人，就热心说我是逼迫教会的，就律法上的义说我是无可指摘的。
So the Apostle Paul in these verses, he's going to show to these Jewish Pharisaical leaders that he is a man who has come from a strong Jewish background.
所以他在这里呢想跟那些犹太背景的这些假教师说啊，就是他呢这个犹太背景比他们更强。
He says, in verse 4, though I might have confidence in the flesh,
在第四节他说其实我也可以靠肉体夸口的。
If any man would like to have pride and stand on all of his accomplishments, in his life and in his attainments, he said, I could boast in those things.
他是说如果有些人呢他们可以靠着他们肉体的成就啊或肉体所得着的东西所夸口的话呢那我也可以。
Then he begins to show these Jewish leaders who want to pervert the gospel.Wants to show him his credentials.
那所以接下去的两节里面呢，使徒保罗就想告诉这些犹太人的领袖啊，这些想要更改福音的人呢，他的资质是怎么样的
？So he gives his credentials of his pre-conversion life before he came to know the Lord Jesus.
那他要这里面接着讲的呢，就是他在信主之前呢，他的这个资质、他的资格条件是什么样的
？So he mentions 7 things.
他提到了七样事情。
He mentions he has pride in ritual.
那他提到呢，他是在礼仪上啊是有这样可以有资格骄傲的。
He was circumcised the eighth day.
他第八天受割礼。
He had pride in his relationship with the Jewish people.
那他在和犹太人的这关系上呢，他也值得骄傲。
He says he was of the stock of Israel.
他说我是以色列族。
He had pride in respectability. He was of the tribe of Benjamin.
那他的在这个能力上也值得受人尊敬，他是便雅悯支派的人。
He was tracing his lineage back to Abraham, the first Hebrew, and he says, I'm a Hebrew of the Hebrews.
那他追溯他的这个血统啊，可以一直追溯到第一个希伯来人，就是亚伯拉罕。所以他说，我是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
He had pride in religion. He said, as touching the law, I am a Pharisee.
那他在宗教上来说呢，也有值得骄傲的地方。他说，就律法说，我是法利赛人。
He had pride in his reputation.
那他在
Certain zeal, I persecuted the church.
那他在这个宗教的这个名气上啊，就是声望上，他也有值得骄傲的部分。他说，就热心说，我是逼迫教会的。
And then finally, he says, I had pride in righteousness.
那最后呢，他说，我在义上也有值得骄傲的。
He says, touching righteousness, which is in the law, I was blameless.
他说，就律法上的义说，我是无可指摘的。
He's saying, if there's anyone who could boast in his accomplishments in Judaism, I could boast more than anyone.
他的意思说呢，如果有人呢可以在犹太教的这个宗教的意义上夸口的话呢，那我可以比他夸口更多了。
There's no one who was more committed to the law than I was.
他说没有人比我更就是怎么说，献身给这个律法了。
There's no one who persecuted the church greater than I did.
没有人比我更去逼迫教会的了。
There's no one who followed the law blamelessly than I did.
没有人像我这样无可指摘的去遵循律法了。
But he says all of that was of no worth at all to coming and have our sins forgiven and having a righteousness in Christ.
但是所有这些啊，在我们的罪的赦免上，在我们得着义上，得着救恩上是毫无用处的。
He says, "Pride in all those things is just the thing the Lord hates."
他说，在这些事情上夸口啊，是主所恨恶的。
In the book of Proverbs, there's a passage where there's seven things the Lord hates, and one of them is a haughty.A prideful spirit.
那在箴言里啊，讲到有神所恨恶的七样事啊，其中有一样呢，就是高傲的眼。
So then Paul is going to move into verses 7-9, and he's going to show his new perspective, how now his life and his attitude and how he thinks is totally changed because he's come to know the Lord Jesus Christ as a Savior.
然后在第七到第九节里面呢，保罗这时候会给我们看一个新的视角啊，就是他已经信靠耶稣基督以后呢，他是怎么看待这些事情的，他是有一个怎么样新的这种价值观的。
I want to share a principle with you.
那我要跟大家分享一个原则。
When a man's life or a woman's life undergoes absolute spiritual transformation,
当一个人或者男人或者一个女人呢，他完全是在灵里被更新的时候呢，
He will have an altogether different perspective on his past life.
那他会对他过去的人生会有完全不同的认识。
When a man or woman comes to Christ, he thinks differently about all the things he used to think about.
当一个人呢，他信靠耶稣基督以后呢，他会对他原来所持的这个观点有完全不同的看见。
The ambitions a person had beforehand, that changes.
那他原来所追求的，他的野心都会完全改变的。
The kind of speech that person had, that changes.
那他所说的话也改变了。
The kind of friendships that man had or woman had, that changes.
那他的友谊啊，他的朋友圈子也会改变的。
His outlook on life completely changes.
他的人生观是完全改变了。
I had the opportunity of leading a young person, a fellow high school student of mine to the Lord many years ago.
那很多年前呢，我有幸带领一个高中生信主。
And she asked me after she came to Christ, she said, will the Lord Jesus change my personality?
那她信主以后呢,她问我一个问题, 这是一个女孩,她说, 主耶稣会改变我的人,就是性格吗?
Not gonna, I said, he won't change your personality, but it'll change your outlook on life.
我说他不会改变你的性格,但是他会改变你的人生观。
And so we see that in verses 7 through 9. And I'd like to ask Yan Ling to read those verses, please.
Okay. 我给大家读一下7到9节。 只是我先前以为与我有益的,我现在因基督都当作有损的。不单如此,我也将万事当作有损的,因我已认识我主。 基督耶稣为至宝,我为他已经丢弃万事看作粪土,为要得着基督,并且得以在他里面,不是有自己因律法而得的义,乃是有信基督的义,就是因信神而来的义。
Now we notice in verse 7, one of the first things that the Apostle Paul says about his old life.
好,我们在七节的一开头就看到保罗是怎么评价他以前的人生的。
He speaks about this decision he made. He says, I counted my old values as loss.
那他讲到的是他做的这个决定啊,就是他先前以为与他有益的,现在都当作有损的。
He says, what things I thought were gain to me, he says, these things I counted as loss for Christ.
他说以前我觉得对我是有好处的,是有益处的,我现在因基督都当作是有损的了。
He says I have a new perspective.
他说我现在有一个不同的观念了。
He says he made a decision, I counted them as loss.
所以他说我已经做了这个决定了,就是我把这些都看作有损的了。
I counted them as of no value.
我把他们看作是毫无价值的。
The spiritual truths that he lived for, he says, I count them as no value.
他原来认为有价值的这些东西,属灵的追求,他认为都是有损的,都是没有价值的。
But then he says this in verse 8. He says he has now a present determination.
所以他现在呢,是有一个更好的决定了。
Notice what he says in verse 8. He says, yea, doubtless I count all things but loss.
他说,不单如此,我也将万事当作有损的。This
is the past. All those things he learned in Judaism in the past, he says, I count them as loss.
他说我,这是讲的是过去的事,就是他以前在犹太教里所学习的一切东西呢,他现在都看作是损失的,是有损的。Now
look at the latter part of verse 8, please.
我们看这个八节的后半段。He
says, and I do count them as dung that I might win Christ. He continues to hold that perspective in the rest of his life.
他说,我将这些万事当作有损的,因我已认识我主耶稣基督为至宝,他要在他的以后的人生中把这个牢牢的抓住作为他的最宝贵的东西。He
presses forth his life in this perspective.
所以他是为了追求这个新的看见,是一直在努力向前的。He
says, I seek to know the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord.
他说我要努力寻求认识我主耶稣基督。He
says, my old life I set aside. In my present life, I press forward in knowing the Lord Jesus Christ as my Savior.
他说我以前的人生呢,我都把他们丢弃了,都放到一边了。现在我现在的人生呢,我要努力的去追求认识我主耶稣基督。
He says, I have completely reordered my life according to Christ's values.
他说我现在完全按照基督的价值观来重新组织我的人生。
And then he says something else in verse 8 and verse 9.
然后他在第八节和第九节还讲了别的事情。
He says, I do all these things that I might win Christ.
他说我要做这些事情啊, 做所有的这些事情都是为了要得着基督。
Now, what does that mean to win Christ?
那得着基督是什么意思呢？
Does he mean that he's speaking about coming to faith in the Lord Jesus and coming to know him, as his savior?
他讲的是就是信靠主，把主当作认识主作为他的救主吗？把主认作他的救主吗？
Now, some Bible translations will translate this verse, to gain Christ.
那有些英文的翻译版本呢，翻译成得着啊，就是得着基督。
What he was meaning by the word to win Christ or to gain Christ is that he would come to a place in his life where he would become more and more like the Lord Jesus Christ in his personal life.
那我认为这里面无论你翻译成得着基督还是赢得基督，他的意思都是在他的个人的基督徒的生命里是变得越来越像基督的意思。
The Apostle Paul said, I want to know more of the self-sacrificing life of the Lord Jesus.
使徒保罗的他是在说，我想要更多的明白主耶稣基督那个自我牺牲的人的这个人生啊。
I want to know more of the humility and the grace and the forgiveness to others and his love and his compassion. I want more of that in my life.
他说我想要更多像主那样谦卑啊，有他的恩典呢，有他的这个赦免呢，他的这样的爱啊，我想要更多这些属基督的这些品质在我身上。
But he says something else in verse
9. 那他在第九节呢还讲到了别的。
Verse 9 is a beautiful, beautiful, verse.
第九节是非常美的一句经文。
It's a verse that's really full of rich doctrine in the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这句经文呢是包含了非常丰富的在耶稣基督里的教义啊。
Notice what he says. He says, and that I might be found in him.
他说让我得以在他里面。
He says, not having my own righteousness.
不是有自己的义。
Not my own righteousness, which is according to the law.
不是有自己因律法而得的义。
He says, but I might have a righteousness by faith, which is according to the righteousness which is in God by faith.
而是因为凭着信心得着的义，就是凭因信神而来的义。
What is the Apostle Paul speaking about in verse 9?
那第九节里使徒保罗到底说的是什么意思呢？
The Apostle Paul is speaking about this great doctrine of justification by faith.
那他在这里讲的实际上是凭信心称义的教义啊。
Now, justification is one of those beautiful doctrines we find in the New Testament.
那因信称义呢是我们在新约里面找到的非常的重要又美丽的教义。
It seems to be almost the Apostle Paul's most favorite doctrine.
那这个因信称义的教义啊可能是使徒保罗最喜欢的教义了。
He mentions the word justification or righteousness or to justify over 100 times.
那他在他的使徒保罗在新约里写的部分啊用义啊称义啊这些词已经用了100多次了。
Now justification means this, that God declares us righteous by the finished work, by our faith in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross of Calvary.
那称义呢是因着我们相信主耶稣基督在哥哥他的十字架上所完成的功，神宣告我们是义的。
He declares us righteous.
是他宣告我们现在是义的了。
You might look at your life and say, I don't seem very righteous.
那你可能看你自己的人生，你觉得我不觉得我自己很公义啊。
I see a lot of flaws and faults in my life.
我在我里面还看到很多的缺陷，很多的错误啊。
When my wife looks at me, she doesn't think I'm very righteous.
那我太太看我呢，也不觉得我很义。
But Paul says he declared that God declares us in His sight righteous.
但是保罗是说，神在他的眼中看我们啊，或者说他宣告我们是义的。
it's as if a judge would declare us to be free, to be without fault, to be not guilty of a certain crime.
那就像法官呢，他当庭宣告就是无罪，宣告我们无罪释放，是我们他宣告我们没有犯某一种罪行，没有错误，这样的一个意思。
Now there's something very important about this justification.
那关于这个称义呢，有很重要的一点。
Now in this justification, works have no part at all.
那就是在称义这个事情上呢，行为没有任何的作用。
It's by faith alone in the Lord Jesus Christ.
是单单的因着相信耶稣基督。
And what's very interesting in a Christian life, we can't add to our justification.
那很有趣的是啊，在我们基督徒的生命里面，我们不能在称义上加什么东西。
You can live 100 years for the Lord, you can live 50 years for the Lord Jesus, and it won't add to your justification.
那你可能会为主活50年、100年，但是你不能在你的称义这件事情上再加任何东西了。
The moment we're justified, we're as righteous as we ever will be in our entire life.
那在我们得救的那一刻，我们是称义是一个什么样的状态？我们在永恒的生命里就一直是这样的。
A person who is saved for 50 years and a person who is saved 5 minutes has the same righteousness.
那一个信主50年的人和一个信主5分钟的人呢，他们是有一样的公义。
Because you see, this is a righteousness that God gives us. He gives to us Christ's righteousness.
所以因为这个公义呢，是神赐给我们的，他是把基督的义给了我们。
2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21 says, He who knew no sin.
在哥林多后书的5章21节里面说啊，神使那无罪的，或者说不认识罪的。
God made him sin for us, that we might be the righteousness of God in him.
替我们成为罪，好叫我们在他里面成为神的义。
You see, when we come to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, Christ gives us His righteousness.
所以大家能看到，当我们信靠耶稣基督的时候呢，是基督把他自己的义给了我们。
When Satan will come, and he'll begin to say to God the Father, "Look how bad David Dunlap is."
那如果撒旦来到神的面前，对父神说，你看 David Dunlap 多坏呀。
He says, I see him as righteous as my son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
但是神会说，我看 David Dunlap 是和我看我的儿子耶稣基督一样的义。
He is as righteous as my son, the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说，他和我的儿子耶稣基督是一样义的。
Well, let's move on a little bit, and just finish up to verse 11.
好，我们继续往前，我们把第十一节讲完。
Yes, Young Ling, if you would read just verse 10 and 11, please.
哦，第十和第十一节我给大家读一下。使我认识基督，晓得他复活的大能，并且晓得和他一同受苦，效法他的死，或者我也得以从死里复活。
In verse 10, one of the first things he says that I may know the Lord Jesus Christ.
在第十节里，一开始他说，使我认识基督。
He says that he might know him by personal experience.
他是说，我要通过个人的经历来认识基督。
He's not saying I want to know facts about the Lord Jesus.
他不是说我想要认识关于耶稣基督的一些事实。
I want to come to a living knowledge.Of walking and living with the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说我要的是和主一起同活，一起同行，得到的那些活的认识，那些活的知识。
Now you begin to see the difference between Judaism and a living relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以大家在这里可以看到这个犹太教啊，这个宗教和我们和主耶稣基督那个活泼的同行的这个关系的不同。
Earlier in the chapter, you saw all these attainments, all these things Paul was proud of.
那在这一章前面我们讲到了，他提到了使徒保罗以前他所有的成就，他所有引以为豪的东西。
Now you begin to see a living relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ and how different that is from religion.
然后你就看到保罗所描述的他和主的那个活的的这个关系啊，他和这个宗教是多么的不同。
He says, I'm justified by Christ. I want to be like the Lord Jesus Christ. And now he says, I want to know a living knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他说我是基督称我为义了，我也想越来越像他，然后现在他说我想要更多的认识他。
Now remember in John 17 in verse 3, back in the Gospels.
我们还记得约翰福音的17章的第三节。
The Lord Jesus Christ said this. He said, this is eternal life, that they may know thee, or they may know Christ. They may know the Father, and they might know the Lord Jesus Christ, whom you sent. This is eternal life, to know Christ.
在第三节里他说，认识你独一的真神，并且认识你所差来的耶稣基督，这就是永生。
Now he does this by a threefold manner, and we're going to go through this just for the next few minutes.
好，那他要达到这个目的呢，他要经过三层啊，这是我们接下去用几分钟要讲解的。
Now notice the first thing he says. He says, I want to know him in the power of his resurrection.
好，他提到的第一件事情就是我要晓得他复活的大能。
Now he's not speaking about that one day that he'll be resurrected from out of the dead.
他这里讲的不是他有一天会从死里复活这件事。
When he speaks about the power of the resurrection life, he's speaking about something very, very different.
那他讲的这个是复活的生命，他和这个实际从死里复活是完全不同的一件事。
He says, I want to know in my life presently,the power of the resurrection life of Christ.
他就说我想要在我现在的生命中去得着耶稣这个复活的这个大能。
The resurrection life is the life of regeneration and new life through the Lord Jesus Christ.
那这个复活的生命啊，就是借着耶稣基督得着的这个重生的生命，是一个新生的生命。
Have you ever noticed how often the Christian life is described as resurrection?
所以我们要注意看多少次基督徒的人生都被描述成复活的生命。
The Christian spiritual life presently is spoken as resurrection.
那这个基督徒的属灵生命啊，其实现在就是重生的。
Remember that famous passage in John 11, verse 24. I am the resurrection and the life.
还记得著名的一句经文，约翰福音11章24节说，复活在我，生命也在我。
He says, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, spiritually dead, he shall live. He shall have new life.
25节，刚刚说错了，25节，耶稣对他说，复活在我，生命也在我，信我的人虽然死了也必复活，这是虽然死了是指属灵上死了。
John 5:24.
然后约翰福音的五章的24节。
He says, he that hears my word and believes on him that sent me.
他说死人要听见神儿子的声音。
He has everlasting life.And shall not come into condemnation. He is passed from death unto life. He has new life in Christ.
他说那听我不是刚才念错了24节。那听我话又信差我来者的就有永生，不至于定罪，是已经出死入生了。
This resurrection life he's speaking about, I believe he's speaking about this life, this power that he has in Christ.
我相信他这里所说的复活的生命，就或者说死人又活过来的生命，讲的就是在基督里面的这个大能，复活的大能。
So he calls it that I might know the power of his resurrection.
所以他这里说要晓得他复活的大能。
The power of his new life coming into us, but it's the ongoing power of the Christian, of Christ's resurrection life, in our ongoing Christian lives.
所以他不仅给了我们新的生命，而且他的这大能是持续在我们里面的作用的，是我们这个复活的生命是持续往前发展的。
In Ephesians 1 and verse 18,
在以弗所书的一章十八节
we read this, to know the exceeding greatness of his power to us who believe, according to the mighty working of his power, which the Father wrought in him when he raised him from the dead.
应该是十九二十节，并知道他向我们所信的人，所信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活的。
You see, we begin to share in that resurrection life of the Lord Jesus Christ.
所以我们看到，我们现在开始分享主耶稣他死里复活的这个生命了。
And then he speaks about suffering in verse 10.
然后在第十节里啊，就是腓立比回到腓立比书三十节，他又讲到了受苦。
He says, "May you have the fellowship of the sufferings."
他说，并且晓得和他一同受苦。
And made conformable unto his death.
并效法他的死。
So he speaks about the fact that as Christ suffered.In this world, so we will suffer as well.
所以他的说的意思是，既然基督受过苦，那我也要，我们也要一样受苦。
It doesn't seem that he's speaking about his martyrdom.
在这里，他不一定讲的是他的这个殉道啊。
It doesn't mean at all that we are going to share or Paul would share in the sufferings of the cross of the Lord Jesus Christ.
那他这里至少肯定是会讲到的意思呢，就是保罗也好，我们也好，都会一起跟主一样分享这十字架的痛苦。
But he's saying, just as the Lord Jesus suffered when he ministered in this world, so we will also suffer as we minister and serve the Lord Jesus Christ.
那既然主耶稣基督活在这地上的时候呢，他服侍的时候受了苦，那我们现在在这地上服侍他的时候，也一样会受苦。
When the Apostle Paul was saved on the road to Damascus, the Lord told him something.
当使徒保罗在去大马士革的路上得救的时候呢，主告诉他了一些事。
In chapter 9 of Acts in verse 16, it says, the Lord Jesus says, I will show Paul how great things he must suffer for my name's sake.
在使徒行传的九章十六节啊，主说，我也要指示他为我的名必须受许多的苦难。
In the service that Paul would have for Christ, he would suffer.
所以在使徒保罗服侍主的过程中呢，他要受很多的苦难。
And we, as we serve the Lord Jesus Christ, we will suffer.
当我们也一样，我们服侍主的时候，我们也会受苦。
In John chapter 16 and verse 31,The Lord Jesus says, in this world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer, I have overcome the world.
在约翰福音的十六章的三十三节里面，他说，在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜了世界。
There was a famous Christian, his name was Polycarp. He died in about 110 AD.
有一个著名的基督徒啊，他叫 Polycarp， 他是在公元应该是110年的时候去世的。
He was a disciple. He was a disciple of Apostle John.
他是使徒约翰的门徒。
And the Romans took him, and they were about to punish him and burn him at the stake.
应该就是波吕甲啊，就是罗马人抓住他，要把他放在那个火刑柱上烧死。
And they said to him, "If you recant and deny Christ, we'll let you go free."
他说：“你只要否认基督呢，我们就会把你放走，就可以放你走了。
”And he said this. He said, 86 years have I lived for Christ, I will not deny him now.
他是这么说的，他说我已经有86年为基督而活，我不会现在去否认他的。
Christians all through the world today suffer because they're living for the Lord Jesus.
那今天这世上的基督徒啊，因为他们要为主而活，他们也在受苦。
52 countries of the world, Christians are oppressed for their faith in the Lord Jesus Christ.
这世界上有52个国家的基督徒，他们因着他们耶稣基督的信仰而受逼迫。
So he says, we will have a fellowship in his sufferings. We'll share in the sufferings of the Lord Jesus.
所以我们会和主耶稣基督一同受苦，在主耶稣基督的苦难上和他一同分享。
So Paul, in this first half, he's beginning, first half of chapter 3, he is beginning to show the error of these that are weakening the gospel by adding the law to it.
所以在第三章啊，也一开始的部分呢，使徒保罗呢是指出了那些要通过把律法加到福音的信心里而削弱福音的这样一种错误。
And then he's showing the true character of the Christian life.
然后呢，他告诉我们这个真正的基督徒的生命的这个特征是什么样的。
So I've gone a little longer than I wanted to tonight, but I'm going to turn it back over to Eric, and we may have a few questions on our passage for tonight.
我今天讲的有比我预期的有一点慢了，我们现在把剩下的时间呢交还给 Eric, 我们可以来问几个问题。
Yes, we do have a few questions.And, or a few minutes, rather, for questions. If you have any questions that, for tonight, night's message, or, any other questions at all.
我们还有一些时间啊，来留给回答问题。那大家可以提问，不管是跟今天讲的这段内容有关还是无关都可以。Zoom 上的弟兄姐妹打开话筒也可以，也就可以说话了。
我分享的摩西的律法，我们是完全摒弃还是可以弃去它其中一些一部分内容，对我们传福音啊。
OK, 我给大家先讲一下Johnny 的问题，他就说摩西的律法我们现在是完全摒弃吗？还是说其中有一部分我们可以继承然后用在我们的传福音的这个工作中，是这个意思吧？ So, Johnny's question is about the law of Moses. As Christians, does the law of Moses have nothing to do with us, or should we keep some of them and even use them or preach them when we preach the gospel?
Good question. Thanks.
Good question. Let me just say a few words, and then Eric can add to that, and Harold, if he'd like, to add to it. Yes, the law of Moses in the Old Testament is applicable for the Christian.
Which is the work? Critical.
The law of Moses in the Old Testament is very applicable to the Christian.
Oh, okay. 那就是摩西的律法是完全不适用现在的基督徒了。
The old in the Ten Commandments, 9 of them are repeated as commands in the New Testament.
我刚翻译错了，是依然还是适用于今天的基督徒的。比如说十诫里面至少有九诫啊，都是在新约里面都提到的。
There are many, many quotations from the Old Testament that are in the New Testament.
然后在新约里面有很多引用旧约的经文的部分。
The Lord Jesus quoted the Old Testament and Paul quoted the Old Testament.
主耶稣呢引用过旧约的经文，使徒保罗也引用过旧约的经文。
But the key thing is that in the gospel is that we can't add any of the laws, and add them to the gospel.
但是这个关键的问题呢，就是当我们讲到福音的时候呢，我们是不能在福音上增加律法的内容的。
So the gospel stands on its own.
是福音就是福音，它是独立存在的。
The gospel, of course, is the Lord Jesus died according to the scriptures. He died for our sins, and we, by faith, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and we don't add any works to that.
那福音就是讲到主耶稣基督为我们的罪死在十字架上，我们信靠他就得救了，我们不能把自己的工作自己的行为加在上面。
For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, not of works, lest any man should boast.
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信，不是靠着行为，免得有人自夸。
Now, of course, there are many things in the Old Testament that do not carry over into the New Testament.
当然还是有很多旧约的部分呢，没有延续到新约来。
We don't sacrifice animals any longer.
那我们现在比如说我们不再献动物的祭了。
We don't have many of the practices, we don't have these special feast days any longer.
那比如说旧约有一些做法呢，我们今天不再做了。比如说这个旧约的节期呢，我们今天不再守了。
We don't have religious armies that Paul and Joshua had.
我们也没有这样的宗教的军队啊，就是像约书亚的时候有的那样的军队。
We don't have a special land like the nation of Israel had.
那我们也没有像以色列那样有一块特别的土地。
So all of these kinds of things, many things we don't carry over. We don't have a priesthood, a special priesthood that a special tribe only would have.
那比如说我们也没有这个祭司了，也没有祭司制度了，因为也没有一个特别的什么支派，因为祭司都是从这个特别的支派里出来的，所以还是有很多旧约的部分呢，今天已经不再延在基督徒里不再延续了。
So the Old Testament is important, but there are many things.And through the study of scripture, you begin to see those things that are not carried over. But many things are carried over.
所以呢旧约呢有很多部分呢是不再继续下去了。如果你仔细读圣经的话呢就会发现有很多旧约的做法今天不再做。但是旧约也有很多东西延续到今天的。
One rule of Bible interpretation is this.
那解经的一个原则呢是这样的。
All scripture is for us, but not all scripture is to us.
那所有的经文呢都是对我们有益的，但是不是所有的经文都是写给我们的。
Now, we learn all from the Old Testament, but many of those Old Testament laws were not to us. Many of the laws to the priesthood were not to us.
那旧约的我们可以从读旧约的部分呢旧约的律法呢学到东西，但是呢它不是让我们来去做的，就比如说像祭司制度就不是写给我们的。
But we learn from all of scripture. It is profitable for us.
但是呢我们都可以从中学到知识，都可以从中学到一些原则，都是对我们有益处的。
It says all scripture is given by inspiration of God and is profitable.For doctrine, correction, and instruction, that the man of God might be thoroughly furnished unto all good works.
因为提摩太的应该是前书嘛，三章十六节说的圣经都是神所默示的，于教导督责更正归正都是于教训督责使人归正教导人学义都是有益的。
So.Those are just some thoughts. Harold or Eric could add to that.
对，这只是我的一些想法。看 Eric 和 Harold 有什么补充。
That was a good question, Johnny or John. I guess I want to rephrase your question.
这是一个很好的问题啊。Eric 说我重新用我的话来把你的这个问题再表述一下。
Is the law, of Moses, is it to be a rule of life for the Christian?
或者说呢这摩西的律法今天还是我们基督徒的生命的生活的原则吗？
Then I'll ask another question.
或者我再问另外一个问题。
What kind of fruit did the law ever bring forth in the heart of man.
这个问题呢，就是律法，曾经在人的心里结出过任何的果子吗？
Can you think of any fruit that the law brought to man?
你能想出任何律法在人的身上所结出的果子吗？
Israel failed.
以色列人失败了。
They had the law and they were very careful in fulfilling the very letter of the law.
那他们以色列人是有律法的，而且他们是一字一句的严格的遵守律法的。
And that's where the gospel comes in.
但是他们失败了，然后为什么？这就是为什么福音来了。
Christ became the end of the law for righteousness to us who believe.
所以耶稣他来结束了律法，成为了我们，为我们成为了义。
Now, the law is good.
律法是好，是良善的。
Because what the law does is it tells us the righteous demands of God on his created being.
那律法的功用呢，就是要告诉他所造的这个受造物啊，这个公义的要求是什么样子的。
Man is responsible to God and God has given us the law to show us that responsibility.
人是要对神负责的，所以神呢就给了人律法，让我们要告诉人我们的责任是什么。
But whoever kept the law?
但是谁曾经守全了律法呢？
The law is one.
律法是一个。
You break one law, you break the whole law.
你只要违反了其中一条，你就没有行，你就打破了所有的律法。
The law was given as an exterior standard to man, for his conscience.
所以律法呢是给我们的良心啊一个立体的标准。
See, the law is something exterior to man. It's outside of man.
是律法呢是良心以外的，建立了一个良心以外的标准，它是在人以外的设立的。
And so we can view the law, and then we can make the choice whether we're going to obey that law or disobey the law.
我们可以看，我们看到律法以后呢，我们可以做一个选择，我们是顺服律法呢，还是悖逆律法。
And what happens is that we have fallen short of obeying the law of God.
但是发生了什么事呢？就是我们都因为没有顺服律法而亏缺了神的荣耀。
What did Jesus say to that man that came? He said, "What is the law?" He said, "Do this, and you will live."
然后还记得耶稣跟一个来跟他说要做什么才能得救的人说吗？他说律法是怎么说的呢？你照着去行就必活。
Eternal life can never come through the law because all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
那永生永远不可能从行律法而得，因为人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
And that exterior standard which the law is tells us in our consciences that we have failed God.
所以这个外在的这个律法呀，告诉我们的良心，让我们从里头知道我们没有行全律法。
And so the wages of sin is death.
然后呢，罪的工价就是死。
And death is passed upon every man. Do I have to prove that argument?
然后死呢就临到所有的人，我难道还要需要向你们证实这一点吗？
Jesus came.
然后耶稣来了。
He completely fulfilled the law.
他完全行全了律法。
And he gave his life as a sacrifice.
然后他把他的生命献出来，作为祭物献出来。
And now on the basis David has been saying, we have been justified freely from all things simply by faith in Jesus Christ.
然后就像刚才 David 说的，因为主耶稣基督的这个献祭啊，使我们能够白白的在一切的事上称义了，都是因为他所做的。
The sacrifice that was made at Calvary has removed every obstacle, every sin, every time we've broken the law. It's removed that.
是哥哥他上所献的祭啊，就把我所有的障碍，所有的罪，所有我们因为献的我们违反律法所造成的结果都除去了。
So on the basis of that, God declares us righteous by faith.
所以基于这一点呢，基于基督所完成的工作以及我们的信心，所以神可以称我们为义了。
Well, that much is clear. But your question is, the way I phrase it, does the law now become our rule of life?
所以呢，这一点呢，大家都肯定是很清楚的。那问题就是我刚才说的第一个问题就是你在问，就是现在摩西的律法还是我们生命的生活的准则吗？
Does it become the standard now upon which we live?
那它现在是我们要就是生活所对照的这个标准吗？
Let me say unequivocally no.
我觉得不是。
The law,There's a higher law now that is operating in a believer.
那现在呢，在基督徒生命里运行的是有一个更高的律，更高的律，对。
It's Romans chapter 8. The law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made us free from the law of sin and death.
这是罗马书的八章里的一句经文了。
Romans 8.Verse
2. 第二节，赐生命圣灵的律在基督耶稣里释放了我，使我脱离罪和死的律了。
And verse 3 says, For what the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God did by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and on account of sin, he condemned sin in the flesh. Not law, God condemned sin in the flesh,by the righteousness of his son.
第三节，律法既因肉体软弱有所不能行的，神就差遣自己的儿子成为罪身的形状，做了赎罪祭，在肉体中定了罪案，是定了肉体的罪案，而不是定了律法的罪哦。
Now something I said earlier was that God is looking for fruit.
那我前面提到啊，神呢一直在人当中去找果子。
And I said earlier that the law could never produce fruit.
我前面也提到了，律法永远也让人结不出果子。
You could keep the law from now till eternity, and it wouldn't bring forth any fruit.
你可以从现在一直到永恒，你都去守律法，但是律法永远不会让你结出任何果子的。
That's not the purpose of the law for the Christian.
那这也不是律法要在基督徒身上所达成的目的。
The law, if the law touches you, if you see the law in your life, you're breaking the law.
那如果你看到了律法，或者说律法碰到了你呢，你就已经违反了它了，就你已经打破了它了。
Because the flesh is like that.
因为肉体就是这样的。
The strength of sin is the law.
因为罪的这个叫什么？罪的权势就在律法。
The more you try to subdue your old nature using the law, the more strong it becomes.
那你越是要靠着肉体呢，去行这个律法呢，就是这个肉体对律法的这个悖逆啊，这个冲突就会越强。
Now Paul describes this struggle that he had with this.
那保罗呢描述了他自己就经历的这样的一个征战。
Turn to Romans chapter 7.
好，我们翻到罗马书的七章。
And verse 4.
第四节。
Therefore, my brethren, you also have become dead to the law through the body of Christ.
他说我的弟兄们这样说来你们借着基督的身体在律法上也是死了。
That you might be married to another.
现在你们就可以嫁给别人了。
To him who was raised from the dead, that we should bear fruit to God. There it is.
就是归于那从死里复活的叫我们结果子给神。对这就是目的。
And then in verse 5, he says that the only fruit that we could bring forth under the law was death.
第五节讲到就是我们在律法里所能唯一种结出的果子啊就是死亡的果子。
For when we were in the flesh, the sinful passions which were aroused by the law were at work in our members to bear fruit to death.
因为我们属肉体的时候那因律法而生的恶欲就在我们肢体中发动以致结成死亡的果子。
But now we have been delivered from the law, having died to what we were held by, so that we should serve in the newness of spirit and not in the oldness of the letter.
但我们既然在捆我们的律法上死了现今就脱离了律法叫我们服侍主要按照心灵的新样不按照遗文的旧样。
Now, having said that, that is not the Christian. The Christian's object now is Christ, not the law. We don't look at the law for our guide.
所以我们现在基督徒，我们的目标不是律法，而是基督。我们基督是我们的体，而不在。
你不能把它当律法，而且它有它的优点。所以以后
However, the law has a value.For the Christian today, as David was saying.
但是就像刚才 David 弟兄所说的，对于今天的基督徒呢，律法它也是有价值的。
It points out when we're doing wrong.
那就是当我们做错事的时候呢，它会给我们指出来。
It's like a hedge in a sense, that or a fence.
它就有点像篱笆，或者说那个围栏一样。
But if you want to bring forth fruit to God, our object is to follow Christ in the newness of the Spirit.
但是我们的目标呢是按照心灵的新样来跟随基督。
He says, walk in the Spirit, Paul says in Galatians. Walk in the Spirit, and you will not fulfill the lust of the flesh.
那就像使徒保罗在加拉太书里面说的，只要你顺着圣灵而行啊，你就不会去这个顺从这个肉体的情欲了。
I know I'm taking a little longer. I just one more thought, and that is that often a Christian when he realizes that he's failing somehow and he's not walking with the Lord, he tries in his own flesh.To fulfill the law, to do what is right.
那我还想再继续补充一点啊，就是基督徒常有的一个状态呢，就是当他没有与主同行，没有就顺着圣灵而行的时候呢，他往往是要凭着自己的肉体呢去满足律法的要求。
But don't look to Moses, look to Christ.
但是你不要去看摩西，你要看基督。
When you fail, get on your knees and confess your sins.
当你失败的时候呢，你就跪下来，认你的罪。
The law has condemned you. Don't try and keep it better.
那如果律法在定你罪的时候呢，你不要努力的想靠自己做得更好一点。
You confess your sins. He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
那只要你认你自己，你要认。只要你认自己的罪啊，他神是公义的、信实的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
We don't cling to the righteousness of the law. That's Paul said. Paul said that in Philippians.
那我们不是要紧紧抓住靠律法所行的义啊？这就是使徒保罗在腓立比书想要表达的。
We follow Christ. We walk in the Spirit.
我们是要跟随基督，我们是要顺着圣灵而行。
Mr. Summers, would you please unmute yourself and just ask God's blessing upon us?
我们先请 Harold 打开话筒，然后为我们做结束的祷告。
Amen. Thank you both. Let's have a word of prayer.
好，谢谢两位的解答，我们现在一起祷告。
Lord, our prayer is that we might learn to live as the apostle lived.
主啊，我们的祈求是盼望我们能够像学到像使徒保罗那样去生活。
He told us so much about himself in Philippians chapter 3, and Lord, we would like to live like that.
那他在腓立比书三章里面呢，讲到了一些他自己的做法，我们也盼望也像他这样生活。
We would like to turn away from any self-sufficiency and acknowledge that the Lord Jesus Christ is our only sufficiency.
那就是我们要转离啊，依靠自己，是要明白只有主耶稣基督是我们一切的满足。
And we would like to get to know him in such a way that he fills us and we hide in him.
希望我们能够认识主到一个程度啊，就是我们藏在他里面，然后他充满我们。
And so the apostle said on one occasion, for me to live is Christ. Lord, that's what we would like. We would like to be, to just live like the Lord Jesus Christ.
保罗曾经有一次说，他说我活着就是基督啊，所以我们也希望这样能够活得越来越像基督。
So may he live in us and may we submit ourselves to him in love and in humility.
那我们希望他活在我们里面，然后我们也顺服他，是在爱和谦卑中顺服他。
So Lord, may this great spiritual reality be a fact in our lives.
盼望这种属灵的真实啊，能够影响我们的生活。
And so for each one this evening, we give thanks and we're looking to you for much blessing.
所以我们为今天的每一位感谢您，我们也祈求您给我们更多的祝福。
And we give thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
我们奉耶稣基督的名祷告和感恩。Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, David, again. Next week, we're going to continue in chapter 3.
Yes, we'll continue second half of chapter 3 next week.